The college extended spring break so instructors could adapt to the new online technology.
It's been amazing. The faculty and staff have just stepped up and done amazing things.
College President Chris Breitmeyer says only essential classes can meet face-to-face.
So some of our nursing classes and medical assisting and EMT classes will be meeting with the appropriate social distancing and all those things in place to minimize transmission.
About half of CLATSIP students are in career tech programs, and the aim is to start them later this month.
For welding, automotive, and our maritime science, they need face-to-face instruction. So what we've done is come to an agreement with the faculty that they will start later. They may go into the summer past the normal end of the spring term.
But even the tech programs have general education requirements, and they will be front-loaded and offered online. Breitmeyer says lab sciences will be online using advanced technology simulations. The college has started a peer mentoring program pairing students with a lot of technology experience with others. Instructor Fernando Rojas has been giving himself a crash course in teaching Spanish online.
It's been challenging.
Rojas sounds a little nervous, but also excited about teaching online.
I expect to introduce myself via video. We will begin a working relationship in the virtual world, if you will.
Breitmeyer thinks long-term, more young people may be shifting to allied medical fields as a result of the virus crisis.
In the future, people will tell a story of they were on one path pre-pandemic, and the whole thing sort of changed their life trajectory post-pandemic. I expect we'll see a lot of stories like that.
But so far this term, enrollment overall has dropped about 5%. For Coast Community Radio, I'm Jacob Lewin.